This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that over the past several years, the relationship between India and France has reached new heights. Speaking during inauguration of the Swami Narayan Hindu Mandir in Paris through video conferencing, Mr. Modi said from technology, AI and defence to space and climate action, both nations are moving forward together with new momentum and renewed energy. The Prime Minister added, together with President Emmanuel Macron, both countries are building a special global strategic partnership.
बीते वर्षों में भारत और फ्रांस के संबंध नई ऊंचाइयों तक पहुंचे हैं मेरे मित्र प्रेसिडेंट मैक्रों के साथ मिलकर दोनों देश एक स्पेशल ग्लोबल स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप बना रहे टेक्नोलॉजी एआई और डिफेंस से लेकर स्पेस और क्लाइमेट एक्शन तक हम एक नई गति और नई ऊर्जा के साथ मिलकर के आगे बढ़ रहे हैं हम 2026 को इंडिया फ्रांस ईयर ऑफ इनोवेशन के रूप में भी सेलिब्रेट कर रहे हैं
दिल्ली चीफ मिनिस्टर रेखा गुप्ता अलॉन्ग विद दिल्ली मिनिस्टर मनजिंदर सिंह सिरसा visited the site of the building collapse in the Satyaniketan area of New Delhi this morning. She took stock of the situation. Talking to the reporter, she said that around 80% of the debris has been cleared from the side of the decades-old multi-story building. The chief minister informed that 12 people have been recovered, of which 6 have died, while 6 are in stable condition. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta has ordered a magisterial inquiry into the incident and directed registration of an FIR against the building owner. The CMO said those found responsible for the grave incident will be held fully accountable and dealt with under the strictest provisions of law. Search and rescue operations continued at the site as teams from the NDRF, Fire Service, Delhi Police and other agencies are working at the site to clear the debris. Following the incident, traffic movement will be affected on the routes from Safdarjung Hospital towards Dholakwar today. The Delhi Traffic Police said that the traffic movement will also be affected on routes from RTI and Benito Juarez Marg. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair 20th meeting of the Western Zonal Council at Panaji in Goa today. The meeting has been organized by the Interstate Council Secretariat of the Ministry of Home Affairs, MHA, and hosted by the Goa government. The Western Zonal Council comprises Goa, Gujarat and Maharashtra, along with the Union Territory of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has issued a clarification on reports circulating the media regarding the speculations and misinformation that there is an attempt to privatize ISRO or reduce its role. In a social media post, ISRO said that it will neither be privatized nor will its importance be diminished. It added that the participation of the private sector in space is aimed at enabling ISRO to focus even more strongly on the next generation of India's space program, while industry scales up mature technologies and capabilities. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Foreign Affairs of Luxembourg, Xavier Bertel, has arrived in New Delhi for his official visit. The Ministry of External Affairs has said that Mr. Bertel is scheduled to have a meeting with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in the national capital today. In a social media post, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the visit provides an opportunity to further strengthen the multifaceted relations between India and Luxembourg. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy rainfall over Bihar, Madhya Pradesh, Eastern Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, West Bengal and parts of Northeast India for today. Met Department predicted thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds over Andhra Pradesh, Jharkhand, Odisha, Karnataka and Tamil Nadu today. Weather agency has also predicted a spell of light rainfall at a few places in Delhi today. Domestic equity benchmarks opened marginally lower today. Nifty 50 started the trading session declining 14.55 points at 23,883.15, while the Sensex opened 69.38 points or 0.09% lower at 76,446.05 when reports last came in. In football, India qualified for the AFC Under-20 Asian Cup main tournament for the first time in 20 years, after a 3-0 win over Bangladesh in the final qualifying match in Tashkent, Uzbekistan yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.